Welcome to a little episode of Married with Video Games. Another one, another little episode. I'm your host, Matthew.
I'm your host, Christina. I'm very confused right now.
Me too. But we're doing an impromptu Married with Video Games on the Stellar Blade demo and our first impressions of Final Fantasy VII. I don't know, maybe I'm midway through the game already.
I believe you're about halfway through.
So more than first impressions of Final Fantasy VII. So Final Fantasy VII thus far. That's what I got.
That's a really long introduction.
I know. I was trying to make it cutesy, then I forgot that I continue the intro because it's been so long since we've recorded a podcast.
And the last one we did was Jedi Survivor.
So it's been a hot second.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've been
playing. How have you been?
So there's been a Stardew Valley update.
There has been. Only for PC.
And then I've been playing Dragon's Dogma, the original one, on my Steam Deck.
So that you can play Dragon's Dogma 2.
Yes, I have it on computer. I hear there's lots of trouble with the computer one right now, so I'm taking my time with Dragon's Dogma 1 so they can come out with some patches and updates.
Fair enough.
To make it run smoother. Too long of a conversation to talk about what's going wrong here. Falcon does a good break on Game Ranks if anyone wants to.
Kudos to Game Ranks.
Yes. They break down why it's struggling right now. It is the Resident Evil engine, and it's just not meant for hundreds of people to be on screen at the same time. And so that's part of the problem, is there's too many people on screen at the same time.
Interesting.
Anyway, back to Final Fantasy VII and Stellar Blade. Let's start with Final Fantasy VII, and then we can draw some comparisons after we talk about it. I think that's probably the best way to go about it here.
Okay.
And to start with, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is pretty okay.
As I said to Scott today, I kind of low-key hate it.
I love the story.
Yes.
I like the combat.
Yes.
The graphics are amazing.
Yes.
The music is incredible still.
Yes.
Getting from A to B is agonizing.
It is everything that we disliked in Horizon Zero Dawn and Forbidden West. It feels like they made it open world because that's like the fun, cool thing to do. And they threw every open world thing into this game kind of haphazardly.
So Final Fantasy VII, the original, was one of the first open world RPGs. And it was, when you start it, it's limited open world. So you get out of Midgar, you start roaming the map, and you're like, oh, this is a big game.
Mm-hmm.
And then gradually as you play through, it opens up more and opens up more. And then your traversal gets more diverse so you can go back and forth to places easier. And then it fully opens up towards the end of the game. You get the airship, the High Wind eventually, and then you get to travel around the world in the High Wind.
You assume that's not going to happen in this game, correct? Because they're making it three games.
It may or may not. I forgot a lot of the interstory stuff that I'm remembering playing through right now. Like when we were climbing the mountain, I'm like, I think there's train tracks somewhere.
Yes, you did say that last night.
And we finally ended up at the train tracks.
And then you said it's like the saddest part of the game. I'm like, oh, that bodes well. Because I know nothing.
It's one of the sadder parts. It can be. I don't know if they made it the same way or not. And I've been kind of showing her different scenes that they redid in this one to show her like the old scene.
You had me look up a couple of Sephiroth things when we first started, and also killing the lake serpent?
The snake, yeah.
The snake, yeah.
Yeah.
And what that was in the original game and what it turned into for this one.
Yeah, in the original one, you just get a chocobo and run past it, and then you don't fight it till much. You can come back and fight it later.
Yeah.
But you do encounter the dead one on the pike.
Yes. I do like what they did with this version.
It was a fun boss fight.
Yeah.
It wasn't overly tough.
Well, I meant the Sephiroth murdering it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just don't ever see him. You just kind of see him in the distance ahead of you the whole time. He never really comes back, except for when he drops Genova on you on the ship.
That was fun, too.
Yeah, that was kind of creepy. And that was one of those things that I forgot about as well. And
yeah,
then it happened, and I was like, oh no.
Yeah, halfway through playing, was that where you played more of Queen's Blood? And you're like, wait, isn't this where Sephiroth drops Genova? And I'm like, excuse me? And then, yeah, it happened.
Some of the stuff is coming back to me. They drew out sections to add length of time, and some of it's cute and fine, but most of it is just killing me.
Every single thing is a minigame.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of it.
It is too much.
There's way too much minigame. And Chadley kills me a little bit,
Chadley's too. Really annoying. But just going back to the minigames, like, you got to the Costa del Sol, mm-hmm. and even to, like, progress to the next part of the main plot, you had to play 3 minigames on a dating adventure, and it's like, I just want to keep playing and get my Moogle medals. Like,
I like my Moogle medals, and I like the Moogles. They didn't have Moogles in the original one, and there's Moogles in this
there's
game.
A lot of fun, but like, Koopa. you had to play those mini games to get bathing suits so that you could go on the beach. Like, just let me buy the bathing suits. Let it be a Zelda game.
Yeah, I want to buy my bathing suit and move on.
Yes,
there's a lot of inter stuff. Again, the traversal on the map is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I like riding the chocobo stops.
Yeah, the chocobo stops. Riding chocobos is fun. There's a lot of good that's just interlaced with open world BS that I don't enjoy.
Is it? Do you think it's because this is the second of 3 games and they know they kind of have to draw this game out to get a third game? Like, it's too much of... I know nothing, but it feels like this game and the next game are, like, too much to be able to combine into just one game, so they're kind of padding this game out to justify 3 games.
I think they padded out too much. Yes. They didn't need to pad out this much to really draw out. But I also think they don't want people grinding the old school way of old RPGs where you would run around fields for an hour killing monsters.
Hunting boars in the forest.
Yeah, literally. That was the goal, is you would level up your characters before you progress. Otherwise, some areas were too difficult.
Yeah.
So you would grind out some levels to
be
stronger.
I did that when we played Earthbound.
Mm-hmm. So. And you did that a little bit in Starbound. Not Starbound. What am I talking about? Sea of Stars.
Starbound.
Starbound is an actual game. Oh, okay. But it's not what I was thinking. Sea of Stars.
Yes.
You did that a little bit in there, too, to level up your character and be strong enough to go through some encounters. It's an old school RPG mechanic, which was necessary at the time because it would prevent, it made an artificial wall to progressing the story to draw out the game a little longer. So now they're trying to fill that gap, and I just feel like they did it incorrectly. I felt like the first one did it a lot better when you were just playing through the story and enjoying the story. They had some mini games, they had some other stuff, but a lot of the filler and the combat, you leveled up progressing through the story, and this one they couldn't do it quite the same.
Because you were basically confined to Midgar?
Yeah, and so like you were on linear paths for the most part.
You went to different sectors, but that's about it.
Yes, I also feel the movement in the fields is very clunky, it's not smooth. And so that part of that is what's irking me a little bit.
You had to use the potty the other night and handed me the controller and said, find the other treasure chests in this cache area.
Yeah.
And it was awful trying to, like, climb things and maneuver. I'm sure if I actually, like, played the game, I'd get used to it. But it was not like moving in Zelda or...
It didn't feel natural or fluid or anything. So it's like...
It's clunky.
It's very clunky. So they did a lot of things right, but they did a lot of things really wrong. And so the problem is, this open world is for some people.
Yes.
Some people like this stuff. They like seeing the points on the map. They like visiting every point of interest. And to be fair, I've been visiting them all because I love Final Fantasy so much that I'm just doing it.
Yes.
But I hate this kind of open world.
Yes. You got very overwhelmed in the first area and you're like, I can't do everything on the map. It's what happens in the Horizon games. There's too many spots on the map and your ADHD just kind of like
explodes.
Can't handle it. But... And that same token, because you love Final Fantasy so much, you did every single thing in that first section before we moved on.
And the second section, and I did everything in Costa del Sol that I can do.
Yeah, for right now.
But I've been enjoying the railroad, literally and pun intended, when they force you into a specific party and they make you play through a section.
Yes.
That party last night
was enjoyable, watching you play that section.
And I'm going to enjoy the mines that we're going to do later tonight.
the all new minecart rail system.
Yes. I'm actually going to enjoy this section because you're playing with some characters, you're moving through, and it kind of pigeonholes you into what party you have to use.
Yeah, that is kind of nice.
It's nice to have that this is what you're doing right now.
Yes.
And the first game did that a lot where you didn't really pick your party. It was auto-chosen for you 95% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get to swap between people. It was just, here's your party. And I guess you only really switch between them in the open world. For the most part, for the bosses, they're predetermined still, it feels like.
Yeah, it does kind of feel like that.
So I'm complaining a lot. This game is still like an 8, 8.5 for me.
It's a 7 for me right now. It'll probably go closer to an 8 when we get farther.
And when you get through the rest of the story. Once you get to the Gold Saucer, you're going to go, oh, okay, I like this. And I'm probably going to make you play every mini game in the Gold Saucer because they were a lot of fun.
You have, I am the piano player for this.
Yes, so the piano sections are cool and I like watching you do those.
Yes, those were fun. Because you freaked out when you found the first one and were really bad and then I was really bad for the first half of it, and then something clicked. I'm like, oh, it's like Rock Band, and then got a rank A immediately after that.
Yeah. I can do it. I'm just not nearly as... I can't keep the timing.
Yeah,
the
you're not
you
a musical person.
Yeah,
like
so the
that.
Timing doesn't sync. I'm literally paying attention to bars, not actually...
See, and I'm doing the beat.
Yeah, and I can't keep the beat, even though it's you know...
Yes. I know they'll get much harder. We've only done 2 piano sections.
Yeah,
but.
So whenever I find a piano section, I give it to her. And if I find other... I think I really want you to play some of the mini games in Gold Saucer if they're the same as the old ones. They were a lot of fun, so...
That's fine. I'm in.
We'll see what they do there. Now, jumping over, because these are still first impressions. We still have a half a game to get through.
Before
Stellar Blade comes out. The demo came out. And it was a completely different experience, and I am in love just from the demo.
Oh, yeah, same.
The combat is... So let me tell you this. Final Fantasy's combat, I'm finding, is a lot more in-depth than I originally thought. I'm just not very good at it because there's so much happening at once.
It's a little overwhelming at times,
but
yeah.
You can perfect block in that one, too. It's just you have to really pay attention to what's going on. So it is very... It's very involved. There's a lot of button presses, combos you can be doing. And I forget that I have them most of the time.
Fair.
Stellar Blade has a much more Souls-like feel to the combat where you time your... You watch the enemy's attacks, you time your parries. And when I did a decent job against one of the bosses, it looked very... Like a very fluid...
Yes.
Fight. The second boss I did, I felt like I did very well getting in my attacks... Swinging, moving through the levels. The game is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a huge fan of the Nier music like I am, but I really like the music. It was a little different, but the way the music flows is very cool.
I think it's because we've been so deep into Final Fantasy that I'm used to more of like the background music, whereas it's Stellar Blade has the same music people that did the Nier games, which mm-hmm. I commented like, oh, this sounds like Nier, and then again Scott today told me that it's the same team.
Yeah.
Which is fine once we get into playing that, but it's more noticeable and less background noise, I guess.
It is more prominent than background noise, you're correct. Even Nier Automata was very in your face. And it takes a while for it to become background music.
Mm-hmm.
When it does, it's fine.
Yes.
I do agree with that, but I like the way the combat music is, because it's the same music, they just enhance the score a little bit. They add a little bit more faster pace, a little more rhythm and beats into it that make it sound more combat oriented, but it's still the same song that you're hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked that. I really like the combat. I wasn't sure when I was seeing it, because I'm not very good at Devil May Cry or Bayonetta style games. The fast paced generating score, I'm happier at slower pace, but it looks flashy and...
It does.
Very enjoyable. So you have a meter that builds up while you're attacking that lets you do special moves. You have a shield that when you're taking damage or blocking, that slowly wears down. And if you perfect parry, that refills. For the most part, you're running around... This was a demo, but you're running around a small part of a city. And you're an android or some kind that come down from space, and most of your units wiped out. You're the last person alive.
Correct.
Hunting down these weird looking alien creatures. Alpha something. I don't remember the name of it.
I don't know.
You're hunting down these really powerful monsteroids that have taken over Earth.
Yes, pretty much.
I think the story says that humans have already left Earth and you're sending these people down to cleanse, try to reclaim Earth.
I think that's the case as well. I could Google it, but I'm
lazy. Don't need to. Either way, it's a drastic change from Final Fantasy, but I told you when I played it, I said I like this more than I like Final Fantasy VII.
I said the same thing.
I enjoyed it very much. The combat was good. The fluidity of the motion. I think I even died once and I was like, oh, this is not going to be the easiest game either. But I still was enjoying every little bit of that, including going to the little rest stations where you put a coin in a vending machine and can buy your stuff.
That was funny.
From a demo, I was shocked.
Yeah.
And I think the internet is all kind of lighting up about how good the demo was and how much people are enjoying it. I didn't do the boss rush at the end or the extra boss. Once you beat the demo, the extra boss becomes available that you can play. I didn't do that. But I'm kind of just waiting and letting, because I want to, when it comes out, I'll just play the game at that point.
Yeah, that's fine. It comes out at the end of April.
So we're trying to beat Final Fantasy VII. I'm not going to be doing the hard mode or going for a platinum.
You're not
going to
platinum it. It's not COVID and we have a child.
It's not COVID and we have a child. And I'm not enjoying it as much as I'm enjoying the first one. Now, to be fair, the music is incredible.
Yeah, the music is... you pulled something up last night. And like you even played the first 5 seconds of the original. I'm like, oh yeah, that is exactly the background noise that they have going on. But it's just
different.
Orchestral now, and yeah. It's so nice.
Yeah, to hear the old one, and it's really nice to hear the difference in the songs, but how true they kept to it.
Yes.
So we sound like we're dissuading you from playing the game. This might be your open. If you like Horizon Forbidden West in terms of how the open world map is, you'll love this game. This is your game. The combat is very different, but the game itself. It's well made. It is a well made game. I just don't like 100,000 mini games anymore, and I don't like 1,000 points of interest on a map. Breath of the Wild has ruined open worlds for me.
It's the vibe that I'm getting from you playing Final Fantasy Rebirth is kind of how I felt playing Tears of the Kingdom. Like, it was so overhyped that it's kind of a little bit of a letdown compared to the first one. Like, it's still really, really good for what it is, but it's just kind of like...
I can see why people say it's better than Breath of the Wild. I can fully understand why people say that.
Yes.
I think, one, I played too much Breath of the Wild.
Yes.
But I was talking to Dave and he's like, after Tears of the Kingdom, no other game. Like, he pushed Breath of the Wild out of his top five because that one. And for me, it's still Breath of the Wild is probably my favorite Zelda now.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
I'd say it's my favorite one just for how revolutionary of a game it was,
mm-hmm.
including the Zelda aspect and for a Zelda game at the same time. It revolutionized open worlds and Zelda at the same time.
Oh, man.
Tears of the Kingdom was fantastic. I just watching it, I was just kind of glossed over for most of it. I feel like that's what you were in Final Fantasy. Until you hit to a story point and then I'm paying attention again. That and when you went into the cavern for the first time or the abyss or whatever.
The Underdark,
yeah.
Whatever it was called. I almost just said the dark place. So yeah. Let's just throw every other video game in there. Alan Wake's wandering around.
Wake.
Yes.
Alan Wake.
I said that last night with the hooded guys
that's actually what they say. That's what people are missing. And I really wish they did that for one. Just like one of them says, Wake.
That would be really, really, really funny.
And I think they would go for it too.
I don't know.
So yeah, our early impressions, it's like an 8.5 for me. The Stellar Blade demo was a 9.
Yeah, I'd give it an 8.5.
For me, it was everything I wanted in a game. And I'm hoping it continues the trend and just continues to wow me. It doesn't need to be an open world game.
No.
It just needs to be a kind of, you know, a light map exploration. Like when you end up on a map and I can kind of explore the map, open up pathways, just like a Souls game.
Okay.
Where I can go down a pathway and then I'm like, oh, I found my way. There's a way to open up this route to come back this way and, you know, move around. I'd be okay with that. I like exploring and finding different pathways in those games. So that's what I'm looking for. Though Elden Ring is open world, and they did that very well.
They sure did. That comes out in June.
Yes, that is going to be hell. I'm going to hold off on that one. I do want to play it, but No Rest for the Wicked comes out this month. The alpha. So it is not couch co-op though. So
we're gonna
figure this out. If they do cross platform, we'll figure it out.
Man.
I know.
That's such a bummer. I wanted to do couch co-op with you. That could have been our Diablo 4.
I know. It's gonna be 4-person co-op though, so it may allow you to play online couch co-op, but we'll have to see what they require and don't require.
That's fine. We just said 2 games that we have to play and finish before that one comes out, so.
Yeah, so we have way too much stuff going on. Anyway, I just figured I'd put that out there.
Sad face.
So yeah, that's all I got. We just wanted to give you some first impressions, give you some idea of, wait, we are alive. We are still playing
games. Alive, not so much well, but alive.
We're alive. We are playing video games still. I'm still enjoying video games. I'm trying to get through Final Fantasy VII
more
than I'm... Yeah,
it's slower, and then there's been some nights where you've been on call a lot, so you don't want to, like, sink yourself into Final Fantasy and then get called out, and also... Stardew Valley 1.6 update.
So I make you play that on occasion. It came out on PC. The other consoles hasn't come out yet, so...
She
has to play on the Steam Deck. Shucks, you have to play Stardew Valley.
My character's name is Wake on Bright Falls Farm, and my cat is Mr. Door.
We don't have a problem, I promise. There's no problem in this household. As I look at our Coffee World sign.
Coffee World sign next to the coffee. Yes.
We're ready. Come on, Alan Wake 3.
Alan Wake
DC. Please.
DLC?
DLC. DC. Alan Wake in DC for DLC.
In DC. Oh, okay. That's we are at Gaming Marriage on Twitter.
GamingMarriage at gmail.com. And send us messages.
Yes.
If there's games you want us to play, we probably don't have time for them, but let us know what you think. If you would like more of these...
Mini-sodes, 22 minutes.
Mini-episodes of updating where we are. This was fun. It was something different to do. We're just kind of off the cuff. As you could tell by my intro, it was terrible. I'll get better at my off-the-cuff intros, everybody.
That's fine.
All right, everybody. Have a good one.
Bye.